Thank you for calling customer support. How can I help you?
Do you?
Ma'am?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What company is this?
We're a third-party call center. We assist over 100 different companies.
Okay. Y'all put a charge on my credit card that I didn't realize. How can I get that straightened out?
Can I get your zip code?
77084.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Sandra Roberts.
I have a Robert Jones.
No, Sandra Roberts, and it's pending on today's charges on my credit card, and I didn't authorize that.
Have you gotten any type of subscription?
It all it says electronic, and there's also a $3.99 and a $4.99.
Can you verify your ship address?
5319 Brookway Drive. There was a thing that came out about supposedly to get this watch free, supposed to pay shipping and handling. Now you're adding another charge on there for $67, and it's from the same company.
Okay, so when I view your account, I show you did a survey where you picked out a gift for a smartwatch.
Yeah.
And you paid shipping and handling. Well, that smartwatch, it was a free welcome gift for joining a factory's direct saving club. And in the terms and the condition, it gave you 48 to 72 hours to call to cancel the membership. And due to no call, they billed you $67.32. And you'll receive
okay.
a $125 gift certificate.
I'm sending this watch back. You can't even display it. It's not even working.
We don't have a return policy. We haven't charged you for the watch. That was a free gift. They charge you for the membership.
I don't want the membership.
Well, I can cancel your account today.
Yeah, cancel that membership.
Okay. I do have
and
you
I don't
canceled.
Know what. Pardon me?
I do have you canceled. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes.
It'll be C as in Charlie. 260.
Okay.
668486.
Okay, let me call that back to you. It's C like Charlie, 260-668-486.
So that'll be 668486, yes, ma'am.
So call it back to me one more time and make sure I did it right.
260-668-486.
Okay. Now they're gonna credit that back to my credit card.
Well, due to the charge being a valid charge, I can't offer you a 35% refund.
No, I did not authorize then. All I understood was through an email that it was gonna be $3.99 and $4.99.
Well, due to the website that you, when you put your card information in, it was under the terms and the conditions, so that's a valid charge.
Okay. All right. What company is this?
This is a Gadgets Club company.
And then there's a 574 from them. What is that?
That was for your shipping and handling.
What was the $3.99 and $4.99?
The $3.99 was for a warranty, and the $4.99 was for fast shipping.
I didn't ask them to do that.
You added the shipping.
Okay, I'll pay that. But this is a ripoff. This watch is not even worth $3. It is a really ripoff. I can't even get it to work.
Well, I can offer you a 50% refund as a courtesy of a misunderstanding.
I don't want that, and I'm disputed the charges. And I've already gone through, and I've already got a warranty company that will also help me, because
okay.
Somebody needs to stop this.
Well, due to the dispute,
I want that $67.32 taken off, and you're telling me you can't?
Okay, well, due to a dispute, ma'am, unfortunately, of a charge, they must do an investigation where we provide the terms and the conditions. That this was a valid charge that you made.
I hear what you're saying, and you're trained well. But that's nowhere in there did I ask for a membership.
Yeah, I'm sorry that this was a misunderstanding for you, but I assure that all of that information was on the website when you enter your car information.
No, it was not. I've got a copy of that of where y'all went in and like through Walmart.
Well, you have your credit card company give us a call, and we can provide all of the terms and the conditions and the valid charges, and we can work out a refund agreement for the 50%.
Well, okay. How can we do that to get an agreement that y'all can refund? Because you just put that on there today, and I didn't agree on it. So it should be taken off.
Okay, this account was on the 14th, though.
That was charged to my account today on the 19th.
Yes, ma'am, but this account has been open since the 14th.
What is it?
This account has been open since the 14th.
I had no idea this is the way this works.
Yeah, I definitely understand. That's why I will offer you a 50% refund so you will not lose your dispute.
This is a total ripoff, and you know it is. A total ripoff.
That's why I offered you a 50% refund so you will not lose your dispute, ma'am.
So are you going to give me my refund?
I said I offered you a 50% refund so you will not lose your dispute.
I want the whole amount taken off.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I won't be able to do that.
Okay. I want to return this watch to y'all. So y'all can rip somebody else off.
Well, the watch is yours. We have a no return policy. We haven't charged you for the watch. They
I
charge you for the membership.
That's a piece of shit y'all mail me. And you know it is. And how can you work for a company like this? And you can't get... So I'm going to turn this over to the Better Business Bureau, too. What is the name of this company?
We're a third-party call center.
You're a third party. What's the name of the company that I got it from?
It's a Gadgets Club.
Gadget Club. A ripoff is what it is.
Okay, so just have your credit card company give us.
What?
Have your credit card company give us a call and we can discuss that. 50% refund.
Discuss what? I can add them on the line.
Yeah, you could be on the line as well.
Okay, let me see if I can do that. Now,
I won't be able to stay on the line with you.
Huh?
I won't be able to stay on the line with you. You have to give us a call back.
Okay, and I may not get you this time, right? Next time?
You may or you may not.